Good to be home, and thank you to Rick's class for the willingness to acknowledge the leaders that are here in our church. And I just want to say that without the leaders that we have, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. And I, too, am very grateful for them. Also, thank you for the worship team, for the music and the ministry and song this morning. It certainly ministered to my heart. I ask you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 115 for a moment. We did read Psalm 34, and the purpose of reading that psalm was to help you appreciate the fact that God cares for the brokenhearted. We live probably in the best country in the world, even with its extreme temperatures. And it's maybe a little difficult for us to understand because all too often grass looks greener next door, but that isn't the case. So how do we respond to the marvelous grace of God as found in a person of Christ? The Old Testament hymnal, the Old Testament prayer book is the book of Psalms. And a number of passages could be read, but this is meant to be a response of us. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory because of your love and faithfulness. Why do the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever pleases him. But their idols are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, noses but they cannot smell. They have hands but cannot feel, feet but they cannot walk, nor can they utter a sound with their throats. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all who trust in them. And so parts of the world that I was in have many idols, many different approaches to reaching out to the unknown God, as the Apostle Paul referred to in the book of Acts while he was in Athens. We need to appreciate that although the world worships many gods, God is able to reach every single human being with his gospel. And so what you got to hear this morning as it was being played in the introduction is a saber player. And this saber player doesn't need electricity. It's a wind-up. But what's unique to this saber player is that it has an SD card. And those of you who have cameras and computers can appreciate this, is that we can actually put programming on a card, place it inside of this radio, wind it up, and be able to play it in whatever language that programming's in. This is a tool that we need in Haiti. This is a tool that we need in Haiti because the pastors in Haiti, many of them are illiterate. Can't really read real well. So they need to be able to listen. They're an oral society, which means that they learn best by hearing, not by reading. And so this is a project that I'm introducing to you this morning. I need to get 40 of these. If you want to help buy one, they're not expensive. I understand they're less than $100. But if you want to help buy one of these, let me know. Let Les know. And you can make a check out to $100. We'll put it aside and we'll make sure that we get these radios for pastors in Haiti. So all you have to do, you can see the green light's on, press the button. Can you imagine? You could listen to all your favorite music. I like it. Go to something else.
To the Word of God. The book in this picture is called the Bible. It is the Word of God, and it tells us about God and His ways. God loves all people. Picture 3, creation.
Lots of different languages.
Be with you and,
Oh, that's Warren's idea. There we go.
You are listening to the Sabre Audio Player, produced by Global Recordings Network.
First time I saw this, I got really excited because I saw it in Africa. And I saw what they could do in Africa with it. In Haiti, they don't have power. They can't listen to the radio anytime they want. It's really difficult. I practically started weeping as I saw this because I know the plight of those pastors. So give me a hand. Let's see if we can't get this working down in Haiti. Okay. Got to turn it on. No, that's right. I had it. Okay. So where did we go? 30 to 40,000 miles and 60 hours of flight time. Do you realize what is the circumference of the Earth? How many miles? Kilometers. 45,000 kilometers. Well, I want you to know that I went around the world about 1.5 times in terms of flight time. Only went around the world once. First stop was Hong Kong, population approximately 8 million people, and it was there that we were introduced to a new ministry, internet radio ministry, and the producer is Deborah Mack. This is our first breakfast in Hong Kong. It was called a dim sum. Sorry, that is so dim, but this is where we drank gallons of tea and ate with chopsticks the whole time we were in China. So they didn't give you a knife and fork. I had to eat with chopsticks. So I learned right off the first meal because I was hungry. In fact, on the first meal, after flying for 15 hours, we got a meal on the plane, but I was hungry. It was just the whole idea that it was morning and it was time to eat. And I got there and they served this little a little roll, and I thought, is this all we're having for breakfast? And I don't even like it. So anyway, 2 hours later, we kept eating here for 2 hours. She was ordering one dish after another, and it was just samples of different foods, and I ate everything. Hong Kong is an interesting city. The main industry is taxis. And so you can see all the taxis. This is how people earn a living. And steering wheels are on the right-hand side. Here's a couple of the skyscrapers, very unique architecture. This is overlooking Hong Kong Bay. And of course, you can see just the thousands of high-rises and the harbor here. This is a very strategic place in terms of military strength, economy, and so on. Deborah Mack, the gal that's sitting next to me, was born in Singapore. She lived in Beijing. She speaks fluent Chinese, and she also lived in Hong Kong. She currently lives in Toronto, where she's helping her ailing parents. And she is producing live internet radio in Toronto. This is really very, very important because it is a pre-evangelism radio program that's geared towards the youth of China. She has volunteers, people who work for her that she has networked through the years as she has worked in different places. Volunteers in Beijing, Hong Kong, Singapore, Vancouver, and Toronto, and they are working hours for her. She currently produces 10 hours of live internet radio in Cantonese and Mandarin. She is one fantastic lady. Her husband is the CEO of Raintree Productions, which is a large television broadcast company that produces Asian television programming. This is Transworld Radio in Hong Kong, the Chinese Ministry International. As you come in, that's what you see. And just some of the things that they have there. We met with the staff. There's a map of China. Canada is still larger than China, but China has how many people? Anybody know the population of China? Go ahead. 8 million? I gave you 8 billion? Well, we go from 8 billion. The Earth's population is only about 6.3. 1.3 billion people in China. 1.3 billion people. That is a phenomenal number. Here we go. So, in terms of internet users in China, currently 384 million internet users. They have 350,000 internet police who watch all the internet traffic. So every email gets screened. Every website you go to gets screened. You can't get on Facebook in China. You can't get, Google came out of China. They pulled out of China. It's just too much government interference. So 384 million people on the internet in China. Internet radio is a very important medium in terms of getting the gospel out. So here's the population breakdown in terms of the internet population. 28% of that internet trafficking comes from the rural area. 236 million come from the urban area. Let's see if we can break that down a little further. In terms of people who are doing the work on the internet, basically from the age of 0 to 29, 61.5% represent young people. So guess what? They're looking for anything and everything they can possibly listen to. I was sitting with a Chinese fella he was flying out of Singapore, but he had obviously come out of China because he told me he was Chinese in Chinese. We couldn't talk. The only thing I could do for him was at the end of the trip is give him a sickie bag. Anyway, he is a young man who clearly needs the Lord. I don't know if we understand how many of these, if you were to just take the population, 1.3 billion people, and 61% of those 386 million people are trafficking the internet to find something, that is a large group of people that we're trying to reach. So here we go. Oh, you can't see the yellow, but let me put it to you this way. China has 32 cities over 5 million people. We were in Shanghai where there was 18 million people, and at any one time I was told there could be 30 to 32 million people in Shanghai at one time. So what's the population of Canada? 33 million. So that's all of us in one small location, right there on the coast. For some reason, that's not working for me. Okay. So what are the issues that the youth are facing? Well, very poor role models. This next feature, the 421 syndrome. The 421 syndrome means that for every child, there's two parents and four grandparents. How many children are you allowed to have in China? One. If you have a girl, in a few years you can try again with government approval to try to have a boy. I saw one pregnant woman while I was in China. Come to Winkler. Promiscuity is another very serious issue amongst the youth in China. As we were sitting having dim sum that first morning in Hong Kong, a man was leafing through his newspaper, and you couldn't help but see it because I was sitting right across from him, was several pictures of nudity right on the newspaper. And I thought, turn the page. I don't need to see that. But that just simply tells us how pervasive promiscuity is in the culture there. Another issue in China is abortions. So I can't have the children that I want. Many unwanted pregnancies. Abortion is a form of birth control, not just in China, but all over the world. I appreciated the demonstrations that were taking place in Ottawa simply to speak up for the unborn. So urban youth in China are lost. They need our help. I'm just trying to figure out where I got to be here to get this thing working properly, because I hit the button about 30 times and it's not working. Okay, this is Simon, and he's working in the studio in Hong Kong, and he looks over all the programs, and he basically cues them in. And they've got people in the office there who listen to every single program that gets produced. And they want to make sure that there's nothing sensitive that the government of China would try to block Transworld Radio. This is an important statement. You'll understand that in a moment. Here's some responses from people in China. If you can read the top part, you can translate that for me, but I'll read the bottom one. Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing me to know you. I am a sinner. In the past, I did not know you and worshiped false gods rather than the true God. Please cleanse my sins with your precious blood on the cross. My heart is bare. You know what I think and do. Now please enter into my heart and work in my heart. I'll let you be the master. Please come to my home and reign on the throne. Our whole family will listen to you. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Internet radio in China is a very fascinating thing. Out of Hong Kong, the programming that's being produced, there are 400,000 downloads every month into China of Christian radio programming out of Transworld Radio. Did you get that number? 400,000 downloads a month. There are ministries that have archives and so on, and they may get 1,000 a year. In China, there's 400,000 a month. It's phenomenal. Sorry for the darkness. All we did in China was eat, by the way. And every meal was different. I don't think I ate anything twice other than rice, and it always had a different flavor. And so you can see the different dishes that we had here. Don't ask me to tell you what they were. They all tasted different and interesting. This is our Hong Kong volunteers. The guy here on the left is Joseph. The guy next to him is Simon. Simon worked on The Current with CBC, interviewed Prime Minister Harper and Prime Minister Paul Martin. He is actively involved in radio ministry. He was in TV. But he is volunteering his time to help Deborah produce programming, live internet radio, out of Hong Kong for this program that she's got. So Transworld Radio Canada is committed to developing this radio ministry with internet radio into China. Sorry, that's a picture of Joseph and I, and we're on our way to Shanghai, population 18 million. And here we are at what's called the Three Self Church. And I can't tell you what the three selves mean right now. I was told and I've forgotten. I meant to write it down. At any rate, it is basically an international church. It was all in Chinese. And people were able to worship on the bottom. The top left side, you'll see that there is a people sort of going to a little bit of a store. There's a camera there, but that is the only place where you can buy Bibles, and those Bibles are being put out by the government. There is a cautious openness in China. As long as you preach the word and not try to deal with the social issues of China, you'll be able to preach the word. You can preach the gospel, at least in this part of China, freely. So there were people who were staying after church, praying, kneeling down, and there was a real openness there. This fellow here is Richard. He's a Singaporean, and he's moving into China, into Shanghai, and his ministry is to deal with the AIDS issue. And so what he does is a ministry of compassion where he works with AIDS victims. There's a city where there are thousands upon thousands of AIDS victims in China. The government does not want anybody to be aware of it. And so you don't see it on the news. But they're grateful that guys like Richard and a whole host of other teams come in and minister to these dying people. And so Richard is full-time with Transworld Radio, and Transworld Radio is putting a location on the ground in China. It's the first time in Transworld Radio's history to actually have something on the ground in China. So there'll be an office there, and we're going to seek to minister to all kinds of different needs, and we're going to set up another link with the internet and so on. This is Aaron. Aaron is a house church leader in China. Aaron does not trust anybody who goes to the Three Self Church. Why is that? It's because Aaron believes, and has every reason to believe, that there are plants. There are people who have been planted in the Three Self Church to try to locate people in the house churches. And many of the people who have led house churches are openly defiant against government policy. So they want to take these people and they want to imprison them. That's the reason why Aaron doesn't want to have anything to do with the Three Self Church. However, we believe that Transworld Radio can work with both groups, and we're really not all that excited about having the church be polarized, but we can't do anything about that. We just need to find many different ways in which we can get the gospel heard and people discipled. This is Uncle Lee. Uncle Lee is somewhat of a legend in China. His great-grandfather, sorry. Oh, okay. I was going to say, I can't remember doing that. Uncle Lee is somewhat of a legend in China. His great-grandfather was led by the Lord by Hudson Taylor. How many of you know who Hudson Taylor is? Yeah. If you've done a missionary reading, Hudson Taylor is certainly a significant figure in China. He and Hudson Taylor III, whom I met some years ago, were very, very good friends. Uncle Lee spent 21 years in prison for his faith. He was on death row 8 times. The man who sent him to prison and sent him to a life sentence was the second in command in China. When there was a cultural revolution in China, this man was demoted and sent to prison. And this man was put in Uncle Lee's cell. And Uncle Lee shared the gospel with him. The man, however, refused to place his trust in the Lord because he said he couldn't lose face. And so the man died without the Lord. Just before we arrived in Shanghai, we were aware that the 2010 Expo was going to take place on May the 1st. That was the opening. So just 2 nights before, this is when we had supper with Uncle Lee. He told us, you know, the police came to him and says, you know, Uncle Lee, we know you're going to meet with people, but we ask you not to have any large gatherings. You can have small gatherings, but you remember what the rule is. You've got to tell us everywhere you go. Uncle Lee smiled and says, we will still have gatherings. And he just smiled. A very courageous man, and he spends his time in ministry to youth. He's still mentoring youth. Next stop, Singapore, 5 million people, small little island country. Anybody know where Singapore is? No? You know where Indonesia is? Malaysia, roughly? Well, it's down there, very near the equator, and it's very hot all year round. And this is McDaniel Phillips. McDaniel Phillips was here some years ago, and some of you would remember we did a an adult class where we had a ministry of Transworld Radio as to how they're seeking to reach Muslim people. And so McDaniel Phillips was the guy who did the hosting of that program. That's his wife, Blossom, and she and Ray have a very unique experience. They like to peck at each other. So, one of the things, key features in Singapore is that it's religious tolerance. So, we can be there, but nobody can tell anybody else about their belief system. So, you can't share the gospel openly in Singapore. Singapore is one of the wealthy, wealthy countries of Asia. It has no debt, and that great big boat with the three so-called pillars, that's a great big hotel casino. $5.2 billion to build. Wrap your head around that. On the top left side is a Buddhist temple. And this is, on the bottom left side, is a mer lion. The belief was that there was a lion. I don't know. At any rate, that was one of the features. Thought you'd like the picture. Okay, what's happening here? Transworld Radio, yeah, reaching the millions with fish. No, that's not it. That's Ray Alry and his daughter. Ray is the president of Transworld Radio and his daughter, and she lives in Singapore, and she teaches in a Christian school. Anyway, they thought they would do some bonding together, and so they decided to do something therapeutic. And so what you see here is Ray's feet are in a tank where minnows are sucking the dry skin off his legs. I didn't do it. We also had a chance to go into what's referred to as the Flyer, and this is one of the world's big events, I guess. And this thing goes around once in 37 minutes, and we can see the sights of Singapore, the harbor, all the tall skyscrapers and all the rest from here. Transworld Radio Asia is located in Singapore. And so we have a staff of 24 people working out of the Singapore office, and they are overseeing the Chinese ministry that we just talked about. These two people that are speaking with Ray are developing ministry to the unreached people groups in Indonesia. Very interesting, interesting ministry. This is some more of Deborah's volunteers out of Singapore. These are actually very well-known people in Singapore. They are radio producers and broadcasters. The fellow on the far right, back on the display, there's a couple of CDs that he's produced, and he's done a fantastic job, and he's paid for it himself so that he can reach the Chinese people. Just such a dedication. Next stop, Johannesburg, South Africa. Johannesburg, roughly 5 million people, elevation 5,000 feet. And here Ray is speaking with Brent on the left side. And here's one of the radio tools. And I believe I have a sample of that in the back as well. Johannesburg is the headquarters of How We Reach Africa. And so they have all kinds of technology at work. Everything from computers, satellite, internet, you name it, it's happening right there in South Africa. This is where Ray spent 13 years of his life in ministry with Transworld Radio. Just want you to realize that Ray Alry was just a diesel mechanic. He worked in the mining industry. The Lord touched his heart, came to know the Lord, and next thing you know, he was working with Transworld Radio down in Bonaire, just taking care of diesel generators and taking care of the transmitters. He was quite an intelligent person, and they saw that, and next thing you know, he's being promoted to serve and lead other ministries, and to which they transferred him to Africa. And there's a book on the back about Africa, and you can read about that. Very fascinating story about how the Lord used Ray Alry. These are some of his close friends, Chuck Saunders, Mark and Debbie Bosser, and just beautiful, beautiful people that we got to know. I got some pretty candid pictures of Mark in his running gear. Anyway, this is a game park where we went through on one of the afternoons while we were in Swaziland. So I saw those for real, right up close. Those are right up close type pictures. There are 60 languages in Africa. Transworld Radio produces radio programming in 225 different languages. Here's the transmitter site that I was at in Swaziland. Swaziland has less than 1 million people. 40 to 50% of them are struggling with HIV. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? I thought it was a rather important statistic for us to maybe take note of, because the province of Manitoba has less than 1 million people, or roughly 1 million people. Can you imagine that 40 to 50% of us would be infected with HIV? Those people need our help. They have a king in power, and this king can have as many wives as he wants. That's the tradition. And so, as I understand it, he has 68 children, 14 wives, and all his wives want to get away. And you can understand why, because he can pick anyone he chooses. So that's the transmitter site. Proclaiming Christ, working as a team with the same aim, Transworld Radio, Swaziland. That was the 20-year celebration of that transmitter site. Top right side, Ray with some close friends, Bobo and Dorcas. Bobo is the South African area director, and he basically reaches out to all the other Africans about considering programming in the different countries in Africa. The guys down on the bottom, they have translators working with them, and Ray has had very unique relationships with these guys. One of them, his son was about to die, and he came up to Ray and he says, "Bobby," he says, "you've got to take care of my son. My son's going to die, and if he dies, I hold you responsible." And so Ray was able to get this little boy to the hospital in Johannesburg, and there happened to be a missionary doctor there, and the doctor said, "Listen, you don't have to pay for any of my time. You just need to pay a rental fee on the use of the hospital." And so they raised the money and had the surgery done for that little boy, and the boy is alive. Say, Ray is a pretty interesting and very dedicated Christian, and just was a privilege to be with him. Medium Wave Tower, this is where I was, and so this is the Medium Wave Tower that is reaching programs all throughout Africa, basically the northern part. Then we have Zimbabwe 1, Zimbabwe 2 antennas. And then we have Angola, Madagascar, and so on. So that just sort of shows they've got more than, I think it's 200 acres where they have antennas located. So there's a whole network of cables all throughout that area. It's hard to describe it, hard for you to appreciate it, but it is an amazing work of God. Tell you a little story about Johannesburg. How many of you are familiar with the term apartheid? This was a group of white supremacists who believed that they needed to have control of South Africa, and so they would treat the Africans, the Afrikaners, with contempt and would make them slaves. Finally, the world could see this kind of abuse, and so the world sought to bring sanctions on South Africa and so on. By the way, apartheid was sanctioned by the church. How do you like that? Anyway, there was an antenna that was being used by apartheid to promote their propaganda machine, and that particular antenna was taken over by Transworld Radio to promote the gospel. Isn't that interesting? Ray, of course, having an intimate moment. This gal in the middle, her name is Ruth, and she's the lady who is responsible for Project Hannah. How many of you have heard of Project Hannah? A ministry to women. And, of course, we do have a program that's being produced out of Altona in support of that ministry. Ruth travels all over Africa seeking to aid women who have been abused, difficult situation. So Transworld Radio Canada is in support and funds much of the programming of Project Hannah. The middle statement by Dr. Paul Fried, who is the founder, the visionary of Transworld Radio. Our mission is to reach people through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. Thank you for your prayers. As I traveled around, it's good to be home. It's good to see what God is doing. Don't underestimate the power of radio. Radio can reach more people than you and I ever can. This particular tool over here that I was sharing with you is going to help disciple people in Haiti. Nothing that I can do, but only what God can do. Let's close in a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for the freedom that we have to be able to share the gospel, the message that Jesus Christ died for sinful men, and he grants eternal life to all who believe in him, place their trust in him for that life. Our prayer, Lord, is that you would continue to use Transworld Radio not only to promote the gospel through radio, but to provide the tools necessary for pastors, church leaders, house church leaders in China and Africa, all over the world. We thank you for the men and women who have dedicated their lives, who have learned some rather interesting and difficult skills in electronics and power, computer programming and radio, things that we take for granted from day to day. Thank you that they love you and have been willing to move to different parts of the world. We pray for them today. Pray that your word would go forth in power. And we pray that as we have opportunity that we might prayerfully consider how we might be able to help in such a ministry. Thank you again for each one here, their heartfelt commitment to you. And may we also realize that as individuals, we're, as it were, antennas. We are the ones who get to share the message. May we share it with those in our families, share it with those in our places of work. May we do it through our lives, lives of sacrifice, lives who are committed to loving and forgiving, lives of compassion. And so we pray that you'd mobilize your church and that you'd continue to strengthen it. Thank you again for our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Greet each other with a holy handshake.